This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two women were killed at a Kentucky church when police say a man walked in and began firing. It happened after a state trooper was shot and wounded at an airport in Lexington by the same suspect. After shooting that trooper, the suspect carjacked a vehicle and fled to the church. Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
The suspect was later killed by Lexington police. Search and recovery efforts are postponed till morning along the Guadalupe River in Texas, as heavy rains led to flash flooding, evacuations, and more water rescues in six central Texas counties today. KRLD Radio's Chris Fox.
Three additional inches of rain stalled the recovery effort in Kerr County. As much as 9 inches of rain north of there led to dozens of water rescues in the Lampasas River, which rose to 33 feet. The San Saba River hit 27 feet. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said evacuations were underway in four central Texas counties, with water rescues in three.
Meantime, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who oversees FEMA, praised the initial federal response on Fox.
Everybody, they're so grateful. They recognize the response was immediate. It's unprecedented how the federal government came in and supported the state in this, and many lives were saved. Unfortunately, the tragedy of this is that so many were lost, and this community has got a long ways to heal, and we need to find these family members and bring them home.
However, there have been reports that Noem failed to authorize teams' deployment to the region until 72 hours after flooding began. Nearly a dozen states in the western half of the country face an expanding wildfire threat fueled by critically dry landscapes and spiking temps. CBS's Elise Preston.
Fierce flames from the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim. The only lodge inside the park's North Rim was originally built in the 1920s. It was rebuilt in the 1930s after a fire, with much of the original stonework. The visitor center also gone. Park employees all got out safely.
Today marks 1 year since an assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. A Senate report just released says the Secret Service denied multiple requests from Trump's Secret Service detail to bolster his security. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Secret Service Director Sean Curran said in a statement the agency took a serious look at our operations and implemented substantive reforms to address the failures that occurred that day. Six Secret Service personnel have already been suspended.
The 20-year-old gunman who opened fire on Trump from a nearby roof was killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Imagine home. the smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello and welcome to Burn Before Listening on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. My name is Laura and I am the host of this show, among many other things that I do in this building. And this is a show about millennial music from the years 2000 to 2009. And in this specific episode, it's going to be about me. Who am I? What did my own playlists look like in the 2000s? As a self-identified millennial, garbage, what's up class of 2000? 2006, all my formative years occurred during the 2000s. I heard Lady Gaga on the radio as I learned to drive. I jammed to the Bloodhound Gang in basements with friends, and I cranked that Soldier Boy just like the rest of my peers, and I'm excited to revisit some of those highlights of the decade with y'all, and we'll get started with one of my personal favorites. This is my actual favorite band in real life. I've seen this song performed at least 4 times live, and I couldn't think of a better way to kick this show off. I really love these guys. It's Coheed and Cambria. Shout out to the Children of the Fence. Here's Blood Red Summer.
Yeah!
seduction. Now who's the greater sin? Your trap I seem to invite. Tell me, darling, where do we
That was Feel Good Drag by Anne Berlin, which is also just a fantastic song. I don't know how you could have gotten through without hearing it, and if you did, I'm sorry. We're gonna change things a little bit, because don't worry, I wasn't just an alt-rock weirdo. I was just generally a weirdo, and I did not grow out of it. That's great news. Here's Bulletproof by LaRue.
Burning bridges shore to shore.
locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quiet, but I'm a riot. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'll miss the catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last chick standing up against the wall. Keep up falling these heels that keep me boring. Getting clamped up and sitting on the fence now. So alone all the time and I lock myself away. Listen to me, I'm not. I go, I'm dressed up, out and all. With everything considered, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me hell. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane.
And that was That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings. I did listen to Top 40 Radio 2, I swear. Coming up right now, we'll have some Outkast, then the Gorillaz, and I'll check back after Rihanna.
It's coming on, 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 Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe spiritual. Hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among those, possess you with one go.
Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not his muscles, but percussion he provides. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes. Remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right.
Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing. Remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. Not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Because when the sunshine we shine together, told you
That was Umbrella, a song so big that there's a whole genre of covers of just this song, and I mean that. I have like three different versions of that song in my liked playlist, and if you do too, we can be friends. Here's a song from an album that I genuinely used to fall asleep listening to, and I'm pretty sure that says something about me. Hate to Say I Told You So by The Hives.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition. Playmakers, we speak sport.
Timeout.
Oh, right.
right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Heads roll on the floor. Glitter on the roof.
It would have been absolutely unthinkable not to include the Yeah Yeah Yeahs in this playlist, and I hope you enjoyed Heads Will Roll as much as I did. I'm going to dedicate these next three, they're going to be the last three songs of the playlist tonight, to my siblings. They know which one is for whom. You're going to hear Rise Against, and then Jimmy Eat World, and then Blink 182. I'll check back at the end to say goodnight.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. That will put me in my place, and there is no time like the present to drink these draining seconds. But sell them to these words ring true when I'm constantly failing you. Walls that we just can't break through until it disappears. So tell me now, this ain't love, and how do we get out? Cause I don't know. That's when she said, I don't hate you, but I just wanna save you while there's still something left to save.
I don't hate you.
Well, I'm out of here for the night. Thank you so much for listening to Burn Before Listening. If you happen to be interested in sponsoring this show, you can give Pam a call during the weekday hours of the office at 715-424-1300, and she'll get you in touch with our sales and marketing team. And as for me, thanks for listening to Burn Before Listening. Until next time.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two people are dead and multiple injured, including a state trooper, in shootings in Kentucky. It began at an airport in Lexington, then moved to a Baptist church. Our Jerika Duncan hears from the police chief.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
A setback in Texas. Another weekend of heavy rains and flooding means bodies still not recovered from last weekend's flooding still are not found. The search was suspended because of just how dangerous it is there. Our Karen Waugh is in Kerrville, Texas.
Central Texas is hunkering down. A slow-moving storm dumped more than half a foot of rain in parts of the region in the last 24 hours, washing out roads and pushing swollen rivers past their banks.
We'll probably end up not being able to do anything today and just try to get back at it in the morning.
Meantime, out west, all eyes are on the possibility of wildfires. A historic lodge on the Grand Canyon's north rim was destroyed by one. More from CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
We are looking at fire danger for California, for Arizona. Winds gusting between 20 and 30 miles per hour, not helping that at all. And along with the dry conditions, heat alerts as we head into the new week ahead.
President Trump says the U.S. will send Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine to help it fight off a Russian invasion. It comes as his relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin are souring.
I am very disappointed with President Putin. You know, I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that.
Trump spoke after attending the FIFA Club World Cup final in New Jersey. A year after the assassination attempt against Trump during a Pennsylvania campaign rally, and the results from various investigations into the shooting are still coming. CBS's Willie James Inman says there were suspensions this past week.
Secret Service Director Sean Curran said in a statement the agency took a serious look at our operations and implemented substantive reforms to address the failures that occurred that day. Six Secret Service personnel have already been suspended.
Yannick Sinner beats two-time defending champion and good friend Carlos Alcaraz to win his first Wimbledon men's singles title. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping?
Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. Or the seriously